James Comer to subpoena Joe Biden's mystery corporation that collected $10 million in 2017. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, vowed on Thursday to subpoena records linked to President Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corp., which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. Questions remain about how and then Vice President Joe Biden's corporation received the $10 million in 2017, a year that corresponds with elaborate webs of wire transactions and Joe Biden's departure from the White House. The year 2017 also encompasses the time frame an FBI informant alleged Burisma Holdings bribed Joe Biden with $5 million. Related, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. The money they referred to was funneled through the Celtic Capri LLC, Joe Biden's LLC that he supposedly used to receive speaking fees and sell his book, Comer told Fox News. His speaking fees and books don't add up to what the total was he disclosed on taxes. So that's an LLC account. It wasn't a shell company, that was a real LLC account with more earnings in there than what we can find. So that is an account we plan to subpoena as we follow the money, Comer said. Before the 2020 election, USA Today published a so-called fact-check article that attempted to support the claims that the Bidens earned $15.6 million from speaking fees and book deals from 2017 to 2019 and that more than $10 million of that total income was profits from Biden's memoir Promise Me, Dad and $3 million in profits from Jill Biden's book. A closer look at Joe Biden's 2017 tax returns raises eyebrows. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who authored a number of books, previously explained how Biden's book deal and speaking engagements likely do not account for the $10 million in 2017. Cruz demanded Joe Biden divulge the mystery source. So, let's take Joe's numbers. He's claiming that Joe netted $12.2 million for a book deal. His book deal sold about 300,000 copies. Now, the $12 million, $4.2 million of that is allegedly from speaking, and I can believe that he probably got pretty good speaking fees, that's plausible. That means he's claiming $8 million of income came from book royalties. Now let's do some math. His book had a retail price of $27 for hardcover, $18 for paperback. If you assume a reasonable mix of sales, the average price was $23. On 300,000 books sold, the gross revenue everyone makes is just under $7 million. What Joe is alleging is they paid him $8 million to generate $7 million. The book publisher lost $1 million and got no money for printing the book. Typically, an author, if he were just receiving a royalty, would have received about 12%. A typical blended royalty, you'd get about 15%. For hardcover, about 7.5% for paperback is typical. If Joe was receiving 12% of $7 million, he would have yielded about $800,000. He's claiming he got $8 million. That math doesn't add up. It is apparently common for personal tax returns to not list line item income of S corporations' entities, according to Jerry Allison, a certified public accountant, CPA, of Allison Financial Services who practiced accounting for more than 30 years. The lack of detail, however, should raise concern for House investigators, he noted. The president seems to find selling out our country funny. We don't, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, told Breitbart News. If he's serious about proving our allegations wrong, he should release his and his family's unredacted bank records and show the American people where all this money is coming from. The FBI can't protect him forever. Related, Biden denies bribery allegations, claims he is not interfering with DOJ. It would shock no one in this town if Joe Biden received millions of dollars from selling out the country in a bribery scheme and then hid that money in shady shell companies, Representative Eli Crane, Oz, told Breitbart News. Republicans have long accused Joe Biden and his family of running a very organized crime ring, and a majority of voters, 51%, believe Joe Biden committed a crime with Hunter Biden. 36% say he did not. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.